conscience pure, it's and holy for his sake. May the Lord keep our intentions pure, it's and holy for his sake.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers, Welcome to the program, The Core of Action. In this program, we explore the significance of intention, which is deemed the cornerstone of every action. In our previous episodes, we've explored the virtues of various good deeds and the importance of setting positive intentions. Today, we shift our focus to the intention behind sitting in a masjid. My dear viewers, among the sacred places on earth, the masjid holds immense significance. It is the house of Allah Almighty, where His mercy is abundantly bestowed upon His worshippers. Sometimes, when we feel uneasy, being in the house of Allah while remembering Him can bring peace to our hearts. Many of us primarily visit the masjid for salah. Our pious predecessors often spent entire nights in the masjid following their example. We too should endeavor to spend more time in masjid whenever possible. By doing so, we immerse ourselves in the mercy of Allah Almighty and find tranquility. Moreover, if we notice that a masjid needs cleaning, we should take the opportunity to do so with pure intention. In today's episode, let's discuss the virtuous intentions behind spending time in a masjid. Additionally, we'll explore the benefits and virtues associated with being in a masjid. My dear viewers, the command to recite durood upon the Holy Prophet is found in the Holy Quran. Ahadith also elaborate on the virtues of this practice. Reciting durood is a form of worship highly cherished by Allah Almighty. Those who recite durood abundantly are greatly blessed. Their supplications hold great significance, often being answered by Allah Almighty. Let's hear about the profound blessings of reciting durood abundantly. Once, Sayyidina Shaykh Muhammad ibn Sulaiman al-Jazuli, rahmatullahi alayh, went to a well to perform wudu, but found himself without a means to draw water. Concerned, he pondered, "What should I do?" Just then, a little girl from a nearby house noticed him and remarked, "Sheikh, your good deeds are widely known, yet you worry about drawing water from the well." With that, the little girl spat into the well. Soon after, the water in the well began to rise until it overflowed. Sheikh performed the wudu and asked the little girl, "By the Lord, please tell me how you attained such a status." She replied, "I recite durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam abundantly." Inspired by this, Sayyidina Shaykh Sulaiman al-Jazuli rahmatullahi alayh pledged to compile a book of durood and salam to offer in the esteemed court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thus, he authored the book Dalailul Khairat, which gained immense popularity. My dear viewers, did you notice the remarkable blessing bestowed upon the girl by means of reciting durood? We too should intend to recite durood abundantly upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear viewers, sitting in a masjid is among the most esteemed religious practices symbolic of piety. It is a hallmark of sincere Muslims. Masajids are described as the sanctuaries of Muslims. Conversely, a hypocrite in a masjid is akin to a bird trapped in a cage. A Muslim needs to make sincere intentions when he is in a masjid. Every intention brings a reward and leads to great success. Remember, the reward of action depends on intention, so one receives exactly what he intends for. Now, let's take a look at some intentions behind sitting in a masjid. Make the intention to join the congregation for salah. My dear viewers, when you're in the masjid, your heart gets filled with deep longing for worship. So when you sit in the masjid, intend to join the congregational for salah, particularly during the period between Asr and Maghrib. Seize the opportunity to remain in the masjid. By doing so, we'll also earn the reward for this time spent in the masjid. Offering salah congregationally is wajib. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized its significance. Therefore, always strive to perform salah congregationally. By spending more time in the masjid, you'll find it easier to join congregational prayer. it is crucial to remember that while there are many virtues of praying congregationally mentioned in the hadith, neglecting to do so is also strongly admonished. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrates that he heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, even if there are just three people in a village or settlement who do not pray in congregation, Satan will dominate them. Therefore, adhere to congregational salah, for a lone goat is always targeted by a wolf. Offering salah congregationally fosters unity and harmony amongst Muslims, promoting a sense of connection and kindness. Additionally, congregational prayers hold the hope that supplications made collectively will be answered. There are four virtues to praying congregationally. Number one, adherence to the wajib. Number two, an augmented reward. Number three, protection from errors. And number four, safeguarding against showing off. May Allah Almighty enable us to offer salah congregationally and spend our time in His house as much as possible. Ameen. Bijah in Nabi al-Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. When you decide to spend time in the masjid, set your intention to follow the example of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers, the life of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, serves as a beacon of guidance for us all. Safety and tranquility lie in following his noble example and embracing his practices. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam devoted much of his time to the masjid, where he would teach his companions about the faith, receive delegations, and address the concerns of the Muslim community. Following his lead, we too should endeavor to spend ample time in the masjid, engaging in the remembrance of Allah Almighty and reciting durood. Masajids serve as a sanctuaries for Muslims, offering solace and contentment. Often, we seek peace through various means such as outings, yet we overlook the sanctuary provided by Allah Almighty Himself, meaning the masjid. Whenever you feel restless, seek solace in the house of Allah Almighty. Make the intention to spend time in the masjid, awaiting the time for salah. My dear viewers, one of the fundamental obligations in Islam is salah. Its significance is evident from the Holy Quran and Hadith. Given its importance, we are encouraged to prepare for it diligently. The rewards for those who regularly perform salah and prepare for it are also highlighted. Sitting in the masjid while awaiting salah is indeed a form of preparation for it. It places such individuals under the protection of Allah Almighty. There is often little time between Asr and Maghrib. Make it feasible to sit in the masjid after Asr salah. Engage in remembrance of Allah Almighty. While in the masjid, you are enveloped in the mercy of Allah Almighty, and you also attain the reward for awaiting for the next salah. For those who wait for the salah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Shall I not tell you about the thing because of which Allah Almighty forgives sins and elevates ranks?" The blessed companions radiallahu anhum replied, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, why not?" The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "Frequently going to the masjid, performing wudu in a difficult time, and waiting for the next salah after one salah. This is protection. This is protection." My dear viewers, as long as a person sits while waiting for salah, he's under the protection of Allah Almighty. What could be a greater blessing than Allah Almighty's protection? Moreover, while seated in the masjid, we continue to earn rewards from him. Make the intention that you will sit in the masjid with the intention of i'tikaf, dedicating this time for a spiritual retreat and devotion. My dear viewers, whenever you step into a masjid, you can engage in nafil i'tikaf. Simply by intending to do so while you're in the masjid, you start earning the rewards of i'tikaf. So whenever you enter the masjid, whether it is for obligatory prayers or otherwise, set your intention for i'tikaf. Your i'tikaf continues for as long as you remain in the masjid. Remember, fasting isn't a prerequisite, and there is no fixed duration for this type of i'tikaf. According to Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayh, when someone steps into a masjid, he should make the intention of i'tikaf. As long as he stays in the masjid, he'll continue to receive the reward of i'tikaf. Remember, it is not permissible to eat, drink, or consume niyaz meal in a masjid. At times, niyaz may be arranged in the masjid and individuals might start eating in the masjid. In such instances, it is crucial to be cautious and make the intention of i'tikaf before consuming any food or drink. With the intention of nafl i'tikaf, these actions are not allowed in a masjid. However, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Sheikh Ilyas Qadri Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, advises Islamic brothers stating, if niyaz meal is served in a masjid, or if you need to eat for any reason, even while intending i'tikaf, your purpose should not solely be to eat or drink. Instead, make the intention of i'tikaf and engage in some zikr of Allah Almighty or recite durood. Afterwards, if you wish to eat or drink, you may do so. In essence, the intention of i'tikaf should not be made solely for the purpose of eating. Make the intention to sit in the masjid to safeguard yourself from sins. My dear viewers, masajid serve as a sanctuaries where Muslims can distance themselves from sins. When inside a masjid, one feels a sense of reverence. He acknowledges that he is in the house of Allah Almighty, which serves as a deterrent from sins. It is crucial to refrain from engaging in worldly discussions in the masjid. Such discussions detract from the purpose of being there for worship and remembrance of Allah Almighty. Instead, devote your time to reciting the Holy Quran and engage in the acts of worship. Remember, engaging in worldly discussions can nullify the reward of good deeds performed in the masjid. Just as we would refrain from displeasing a high-profile personality in their presence, we should respect the sanctity of the masjid as the house of Allah Almighty. By maintaining this mindset, we keep ourselves from sinful behavior while in the masjid. Make the intention that if the masjid needs cleaning, you would volunteer to clean it. My dear viewers, whenever you notice that there is any litter, it is important to take the initiative to clean it up. There's no need to feel hesitant about this task because cleaning the masjid is a virtuous deed. Perhaps by cleaning the masjid, we may also find purification of our hearts in the sight of Allah Almighty. Remember, masajid are the sacred houses of Allah Almighty. It is our duty to maintain their cleanliness. Allah Almighty proclaims,
وَأَعْهِدْنَا إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ أَن طَهِّرَا بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ وَالْعَاكِفِينَ وَالرُّكَّعِ السُّجُودِ.
Translation from Gunzul Irfan. And we emphasize to Ibrahim and Ismail that they keep my house exceptionally clean for those who circumambulate the Kaaba, those who perform the retreat, meaning i'tikaf, and those who bow and prostrate in worship. In the commentary of this blessed verse, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi alayhi states, maintaining cleanliness in masajid is crucial because the reverence for a masjid is akin to that of the Holy Kaaba. Similar to the sanctity observed around the Holy Kaaba, it is prohibited to unnecessarily climb the roof of a masjid. This directive is reflected in the command to clean the Holy Kaaba mentioned in the verse. Consequently, the same principle applies to every masjid, highlighting the importance of keeping them clean and free from impurities. My dear viewers, Muslims are instructed to enliven masjid, and among the various actions that contribute to enlivening the masjid is the act of cleaning. Every Muslim needs to uphold the respect and cleanliness of a masjid. Even a small piece of debris in the masjid can disrupt its sanctity, like any tiny particle can cause discomfort in one's eye. Thus, maintaining cleanliness in masajid is a duty that every Muslim must fulfill. Make the intention to adhere to the etiquettes of the masjid. My dear viewers, it is essential to adhere to the etiquettes of a masjid. Speaking loudly, laughing, dropping items, engaging in worldly or idle conversation, all these actions are contrary to the dignity of a masjid. Even allowing wudu water to drip onto the masjid floor is not permitted. Sometimes people are careless about this and unintentionally allow water droplets to fall. Therefore, it is advisable to enter the masjid once the water has ceased dripping from the limbs. However, one should not completely dry the limbs, as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wouldn't do so either. We are commanded to hold the masjid in high regard. Thus, while in the masjid, focus on remembering Allah Almighty, reciting durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, engaging in learning Islamic knowledge, or performing deeds that promise rewards in the hereafter. Alhamdulillah, we hold in deep admiration for our pious predecessors and endeavor to follow their teachings. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi alayh, always demonstrated immense respect for the masjid. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayh not only exemplified this respect himself, but also imparted guidance to others on the subject. On one occasion, a gentleman known as Mr. Dawab carelessly dropped his stick in the masjid while preparing to pray, causing disturbance. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayh promptly addressed him, saying, "Mr. Nawab, it is forbidden to step loudly in the masjid. What then about dropping your stick so audibly?" Mr. Nawab, realizing his mistake, pledged not to repeat this behavior in the future. May Allah Almighty grant us the blessing of Imam of Ahl Sunnah Rahmatullahi Alayh and enable us to respect masjid by his virtue. Ameen bijahin Nabil Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My dear viewers of Padani Channel, in today's episode, we had the opportunity to discuss some priceless insight regarding spending time in a masjid, cultivating good intentions, and upholding etiquettes. Let us earnestly pray that Allah Almighty grant us the ability to uphold the sanctity of His house. May we attend the masjid for our obligatory prayers and steadfastly refrain from any behavior that may be deemed disrespectful within its sacred walls. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyin Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
May Allah keep our intentions pure and holy for His sake. May Allah keep our intentions pure and holy for His sake.